CW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year. Every year.
But, okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
It's a white people thing.
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people.
And it was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We gotta get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that? It was yours. This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything, so e plunimus glumus.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. You know, as I listen back to some of the replays, I have determined that I speak real fast. And sometimes I can't understand what I'm saying, which means it's probably totally impossible for the audience to understand what I'm saying. So tonight's show will be professional, it will be smooth, and I will be able to talk so that you can understand what I'm screaming. So let's go ahead and give this a try to be an award-deserving show. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man. He is homeschooled, he is a doctor, and he is a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm in a real hurry.
Well, you know, like I say, one man's treasure is another man's treat.
Trash.
One of them things, you know. Listen, when I first got into radio back in the days, the guy who brought me on his show, he told me, he said, Spike, you don't have to be the professional. The people listening will be the professional. If you can say something wrong, they will correct you. And that has deemed so true. Speaking of true, the man who's making the sound go through your eardrums, we like to call him P.W.S. P.W.S., how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's got phone lines just jammed with people looking to correct you.
Well, yes, but it's too early right now.
Oh, I see.
It's too early to...
Okay.
Too early to do that.
The phone lines is jammed.
Yeah, it is right now.
Oh, yeah, Snell.
I haven't given out
Snell
the numbers.
Snell is about to pitch.
I haven't given out the numbers, but be that as it may.
Yeah.
You know why we're here? I'll tell you.
No, please don't say that.
I'll tell you here. We're here for one reason.
We always get to this point, and you claim that the next guy is the reason we're here, and it's just not so.
You crazy? If you give the show a full listen, and I employ the customers, listeners, give me three full listens.
I'm probably the only person that gives a full listen because I publish the show.
And it's
definitely not the reason.
It hadn't harped on you yet?
No, of course.
I think it has been. The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because this next sound, we're going to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm super cala fragile istic. XP ala docius.
Wow, he said that really slowly.
But did he say it correctly?
It doesn't really matter. He said it slowly.
Oh, yeah. All right then.
Yeah.
Good job, boys.
Thank you.
Well, you know, directly in your peripheral vision, this man here is a savant.
He's probably the reason we're here, really.
You're talking about William.
Yes, William Schmatz.
William Bill. Oh, yeah.
Or William Schmatz.
You stepped on my introduction, but that's okay.
All right.
You
can call him Bill.
We call him Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz, how you sticking?
When you hear the sound of it, it really sounds atrocious. And, of course, I'm talking about the Spike on the Mic Show. You know, here's one thing I don't get here.
I'm did a little.
Just hold on a second. Just one thing? Because I didn't get what atrocious means.
Oh.
Well, it's part of it. I mean, look, if it's a reason, I had to give a reason to follow the reason.
Right. Yeah.
So, basically, I did
No one said there's going to be math.
Nah.
So, you're asking for 3 hours from someone, and yet you have car companies that say, hey, 15 minutes, we'll give you what you want. 15 minutes. Everyone's trying to do something quick. You're asking for 3 hours. That's a lot.
Yeah. You ever had mother's homemade stew? Listen, here's my analogy.
Yeah, that can't be made in 15 minutes.
So Campbell's, this show needs to go into a crock pot is what you're saying.
Yeah. Campbell's can make a bunch of soup, but your grandmother makes the best stew. True or false?
I won't argue with
insert,
it.
Insert ta-da.
We've never cut up his grandmother. Yeah. how would we know what kind of stew
I guess that makes a valid point.
But so, basically what you're also asking is that, all right, so we're going to get there on Thursday night, and we're going to sit there and wait until Friday evening to eat because it's going to be that good, as opposed to someone who's already had four meals.
What I'm saying is,
in a quick thing,
Campbell makes a lot of soup.
Sure.
But my grandmother makes the best.
Sure.
She is the best soup maker known to man.
And how many people, though, wait for it all the time when you can still get the finished product right there, and the finished product gives you instant gratification?
Nope. I like my grandmama's soup over Campbell's.
I didn't say.
What's the name?
I was agreeing with you. Agreeing with you. But
you agree with me?
Is this still the introduction?
Yeah.
You don't wait for your grandmother the whole time. You just sit there. It's already done. And you go in there and you taste it. And you go, damn, that is better
than
anything
else. That's good grandma.
Yeah. Thanks for putting it all together. You just don't listen to all the parts. Y'all, here you go, Spike. We're going to cut up the onion.
Hey, let's cut that out.
What's this 3 hour thing? I'm not in on that.
It's the length of this show when we let schmatz talk.
Yeah, because three full listens. Three full listens.
Yeah, see, he listens.
Three full listens.
So how about this? Let's listen to the next man.
Yeah.
The man who I'm surprised here. I wasn't expecting him, but he is here to make us more intelligent.
Betterer.
Yeah, betterer. We like to call him Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an engineer because, once again, I have to build a bridge between what the voice of reason says so you can understand it. Super casual, fragile, expialidocious. And then.
There you go.
Smot said it's really quite atrocious. The next line is, if you hear the sound of it, it's really quite atrocious.
When you hear the sound of it, it's really quite atrocious. What I actually said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
whoa.
And that's how the show sounds.
You must have cable.
And then I said, hum did a little, hum did a lie.
Is that from Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Look at me. Look at me. This is
if,
I am.
If you
we know you love watching musicals.
I hate musicals.
Yeah.
With a passion.
But I'm glad to be here. Thank
you. You'll always sound precocious.
Thank you. All right. So now all the formalities out of the way.
Is it done?
No. No.
Oh.
Because we are
still
now
introducing people?
We are still here. We're going to get real professional and beautiful right now.
There's that pretty girl over
this
there.
This individual here, we've been trying to get her back on the show. She came through the rain. She stopped the rain. She made it happen.
She did.
She is my friend and yours, his and hers. I messed that up. Beautiful, lovely Crystal.
Good.
Crystal, how you doing? And welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
I'm good, baby. How are you doing?
All right. I meant to say your friend and mine, hers and him's.
And him's.
Crystal.
Crystal, yes.
Wasn't that smooth?
The maker of fine
hot
sauce.
It would
have
been, yeah.
Oh, it was like a poem.
You know him's is a male enhancement product, right?
Okay. Let's say you were at a nightclub, bar, establishment, Red Lobster. Sitting over at the bar, and someone smooth as moi, that's French for me, come over there and say, hey, you hers or hims? Cause I like some crystal stems. Au Francois. Would that or would that not make you like buttery?
Buttery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth like
I can see she's dripping right where she is now. Yeah.
Doing what?
You're dripping.
This took a left turn.
Yeah. You're dripping in a buttery.
Usually we have to go much deeper into the show to get pervy.
Wow. Like what?
So hold on a second. Wouldn't that be a smooth pickup line?
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's assuming that she's getting picked up by somebody who already knows her name, and that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Why do you already know her name if you're just talking to her for the first time?
It's about as smooth as telling me how tall I am, or
that's overplayed
a little bit.
Yeah, all right. So how about if I say I like your thighs?
Not any better.
Man,
he's doing the best he can.
Steer right to.
But see, Crystal, you got to understand.
You're even better with the shower comment earlier. Stick with that.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody refresh my memory.
You don't even remember what he said.
Oh, my God.
She stopped the rain.
I'm memorable, I guess not.
She stopped the rain.
Oh.
That's what you said. Yeah.
That's what I said that what made you buttery?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you help me.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
You talking about butter? Is she crystal stems or crystal biscuits? What's talking?
Oh, yeah.
No. Buttery.
All right, well, let's get...
Can we start wearing name tags so when the creep squad shows up, they pick up they grab the right people first?
Yes.
No.
I say no. So let's go ahead and get the rest of the formalities out of the way. We are a caller-driven show, guys. You can call us at 813-699-3900. But before they do that, you know why we're here?
Why?
We're here for three reasons. The past, the present, and the future. Oh, I love that so much. I love that so much.
Does that make it four reasons we're here? Because I thought there was only one reason we're really here, but you said we're here because of three reasons.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
No, three reasons.
No,
don't hit it again.
There's three topics.
There's three topics. There's supposedly one reason.
We talk about three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's only one reason we're here.
Yeah.
No, we talk about those three things.
Yeah.
Okay. You talk about three things, but there's one reason we're here.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do without, what?
I think he meant to say... We're here to discuss three. There's three things we discuss here.
Yeah, because we're not here for three reasons.
No,
we're here
to
things about the.
So you screwed that up,
and we couldn't do the show without.
I did not say this was going to be an error. What we starting
the
over?
Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes, and by Kansas City Online Radio. Bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, and by the way, he came in 15th.
Oh, uncool.
Uncool. There's no free pickles tonight.
When was the last time he finished in the money? It's been a long time now.
It's like been a while. Yeah, a couple of races at least.
Well, I guess we have to find another place to do the show.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But the race.
Or get another driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the race is still going. We still have faith in the man. And
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Crystal, we'll what happens
is. Never have free pickles again.
When Chase Elliott finishes in the top 10.
Okay.
Every participating Hooters and this one gives you free pickles.
Free fried pickles.
Yeah. Yes. And so now we seem to be in a situation where we don't have any free fried pickles. But
and when he wins a race, and he has won, then you get wings, free wings.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we look forward to Chase Elliott doing his thing.
Yeah.
But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and do what while we're here, why we are here. Let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Every show starts out with a topic like this one. The first show. The first topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, if you love your Apple Watch, you'll love your honeydew hand.
If you love your Apple Watch, you will love your honeydew hand.
Honeydew hand.
Honeydew hand.
All right, so go around the room. Let's ask you, do you guys have Apple Watches?
I do.
You have Apple Watch?
No, I don't.
Do you have those things that check your pulses and when you're just sleeping and jumping around?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A Fitbit.
Yeah. Chris, do you have a Fitbit?
Used to, yeah.
Why you took it off? You broke it? Swinging?
Yes.
You did?
Maybe.
Allegedly.
So, voice of reason?
No. We used to watch the apples, though.
Yeah. You know what? I wasted good oxygen going to the to the voice.
Are you going to ask a guy with a
the voice?
Are you going to ask a guy with a flip phone about an Apple Watch?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Captain Clark.
No, I do not own an Apple Watch.
But do you have a Fitbit?
No, I do not have a Fitbit.
He's got a pretty watch, though.
Do you want to cough? Because you sound like you're ready to cough.
No, no. Oh, okay. I'm fine.
All right, Smots, you have a...
No, I don't.
What is that on your hand? On your wrist?
I just wanted to see if you were very observant.
He's wearing one.
He's wearing one. All right, so now I have to know about this.
So two of us. I have an Apple Watch. He has a Fitbit.
So how do you guys feel about the invention or the...
Oh, I just achieved something.
About the increase in technology. If you think that Apple Watch can measure your glucose and your sleeping habits and the amount of steps you take. What?
It'll measure your glucose?
No, glucose.
It measures your Glenn close.
Okay. Glenn close your
sister. If she's anywhere around, your watch will know.
Glenn's close. Yeah, but you guys, you know, Crystal, you know there are thousands of people who rely on these watches, Fitbits, and things like that. So go ahead and say in the microphone.
I'd like you to hand me some paper towels. I don't know if that's necessary for the audience to hear that.
Well, you know, I speak sign language, but that wasn't
it. It is.
All right, so there's more than 4,000 people in America, no, in the world.
Right.
I don't want to say where they are because then you guys will think that's cheaping it. But they are doing now, they're putting these rice-sized microchips in their hand.
Nope.
Wait, I haven't told you the story yet.
I just got mine. I just got mine right there.
Because this is in Sweden, a really progressive company. They're trying to... I got shit on my face.
Sweden Incorporated.
Sorry. I'm bad with sign language. Yeah. Like if I was a...
Obviously.
If I was a Navy SEAL, I'd be drowning.
Dead.
So they're having these little rice-sized implants put on their hand to replace the Fitbits, the Apple Watches, and all that to measure their steps, their sleeping habits.
Oh.
And also, in this day and age, they're using it to measure...
Receive text.
To use to pay for things.
Wait, why did you move your hand?
Because it enforced a habit.
He's thinking about Pornhub.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the question to the legal riffraff and the shipping containers and our lovely guest, Crystal, which she already answered. Would you participate in such a entry to have something installed into
you? Just a tiny little thing. We'll put it anywhere you like.
Yeah. Tiny little prick, you know.
Wow, you need a ding on that one. Do you have charge cards, credit cards?
Yeah.
You have phones. Sorry about this voice of reason. You have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet you are agreeing and participating in that, but yet you won't advance with the technology and have a rice size object.
You like that rice size.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it makes sense.
Don't you think the difference is that the other items you mentioned don't involve an invasive surgery of any kind? Maybe that's a factor?
Yeah.
Is that what scares you?
And if you're...
I don't want an unnecessary surgery of any kind.
Yeah.
And if you're equating...
I can take my Apple Watch off.
Yeah. I can leave my phone on the counter.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you equate a Fitbit and an Apple Watch just because... I mean, one's receiving texts, one's receiving, you know, all the data and everything else where, you know, Fitbit just basically puts it on there. I don't sit there and go, hey, you know, whatever's texting me right now or some notification that I might not want the world to see. Yeah.
I also don't want a rice-sized implant going, bing bong, time to kill the president.
Why do you have to go in the wrong direction?
Because there's hackers out there. That's a real thing to be worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hack cars that make cars do things.
Yeah.
The driver has no idea what's going on. They can speed up and slow down.
If I had control over Clark's rice size implement, I would send him after the president.
And doesn't your rubber band do the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe start putting it around your neck.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at this from a different angle. This implant also... monitors your health situation.
Yes, I got that.
Let's say, Crystal, that you had a, lack of a better word, cardiac arrest.
What?
For lack of a better word.
Heart attack?
I don't know. Last time you was on the show, you explained that your job, your other job, or one of your jobs, is putting organs in coolers and giving them to people who need them.
Yeah.
So, if you had a way of getting this information early, Like somebody had a rice thing put in the bottom of their arm, and it knew I was going to have an arrest. Wouldn't that benefit me? These are words I need you to speak of.
They knew you were going to have an arrest, a criminal arrest?
Yeah, no.
a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that first arrest, I couldn't. The rest I messed up. Wouldn't you think this is valuable information to know?
I mean, if you're going to have a heart attack.
Okay, say that again.
If you're going to have a heart attack, it's going to happen whether or not you know about it now or a week prior to it.
Is that necessarily true? And I'm not a doctor. I got kicked out of medical school.
So you're saying you're asking if the rice-sized implant can warn you of an impending issue?
Let's say you are doing something.
You didn't say that, but.
Bing bong, time to go to the doctor.
Don't you speak, Spike? No.
Well, right. You know, my Apple Watch, 30 minutes into the show, it says, are you okay?
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and do this right.
Oh.
Voice of reason. And I know this is. Actually, it's really not going to work because you have a flip phone.
I actually do have prosthetic implants, and I like them a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a boob job?
No, in my eyes. I have intraocular implants.
Look at there. And so would you?
It's invasive. It's a surgery, and I like it. But no, I don't want tech inserted in my skin, under my skin, no.
How's your pecker?
What?
Left field.
No, I want to know if he's got implants.
In my genitalia?
That's where I was going.
Well,
no, I don't.
All right. Okay.
Who would do that?
Juwan.
Someone like you.
Yeah. In the institution of Bohawks International, he's the founder of something tech. They introduce, and then now they're introducing this thing, and they're saying that all these people, such as everybody here on the cast,
right,
is a little skeptical about technology. Technology is going to save your lives. Would you agree with that, Chris Dole?
Chris Dole.
What's my name?
Yeah. Chris. Would you not agree with that?
That technology is going to save your life? You sound like
And improve your life.
I think it's a necessary evil.
Right?
I mean, people are going to be on their phones. I mean, you can get a ticket now, apparently, for...
Yep.
Texting and driving. This guy, the founder, he also said that, along with the government of Sweden, they said, hey, before you guys poo-poo on this idea, because they're trying to go into a cash-free society, that people are paying with this implant. They walk into restaurants and making purchases.
Sure.
There has
and
been...
Now you can just poo. Is that...
There has been a...
So you can pay for a grain of rice with a rice-size implant.
Yeah, but you probably got to buy more than a grain. Oh.
So you don't have to wear clothes. You don't have to carry a billfold. You don't have to take anything with you. You can still pay for things and go and do things.
So what happens if you're a passenger in a car and you're going through a SunPass type of thing?
Oh, man.
And everyone in the car gets charged?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you turn it off?
Right.
Yeah.
And can I say, you do have to wear clothes.
Is it clap-on? Like, clap-on?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe there's technology.
No,
listen.
No, you don't. The only reason you have to wear clothes is to have a place to put your billfold.
And so when Steve's implants
stop
light
trying
up,
to bring back
nobody
the phrase
sees it.
Billfold, yeah. Grandpa. Nobody says billfold anymore.
Well, what okay, that leather thing that you keep.
Wallet.
Wallet?
Ooh.
All right, so listen, you guys are crazy.
Well,
Sweden... has decided this is going to happen, feminine. And it's going to happen into the all over the world because their crime has gone down. They only had 2 bank robberies in the last year opposed to 110 bank robberies a while back. So this cashless society is going to happen, and you guys can pretend and fight it. It's going to happen, and I have decided that we all getting rice cakes put in our cheeks. I mean, we're all getting rice patties
in our cheeks. Yeah.
Somehow I got rice on the brain.
The only good thing about the implant is when I go to Caliente, I won't have to bring any money. I just
that's good.
I mean,
yeah,
I got to scan my wrist.
Yeah, you just point your butt at the
wait
sensor.
A minute.
Yeah.
Whiskey Breath says she. I can't say it's a he or she.
Whiskey Breath.
Yeah, they ate the Apple Watch with caramels.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
Well played.
Yeah, well played. But don't say I didn't warn you. You heard it first. Everybody's getting some rice implanted.
Actually, I heard it on Blade Runner back in 1982.
Oh. And see, maybe that's your fears. But that's okay. We're going to move on because, you know, we got things to talk about. I don't know whether this was the past, the present, or the future. But let's do topic changing music.
I've got to get a bumba shoot to sit on the Davenport and protect my billfold. Because I'm from the 1930s. My name is Steve.
Listen, if I were to carry something, it would be a wall, not a wallet.
I'm going to carry a wall.
Yeah. Used to kill something.
A wallet is a feminine type object.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Gender shaming.
Like a towelette, right?
Yeah.
You would carry a whole towel.
Moist, yeah. Moist towelette is a...
I like to call this topic here...
Would it be moist?
Don't smell... No. Come to my baby shower.
Come to my baby shower.
That's really not a topic, but I got confused.
It's a topic. Come to my baby shower.
No. Abstain and come to the party.
Abstain and come to the party.
There is a mom in England, a first-time mom. She's having a baby shower. So I want you guys to know, is this right or wrong? She sent out invitations to everybody to come to her first baby's shower. She has particular requirements that she did not want people to participate in.
Right.
The main requirement is she want them to abstain from having sex
They're in the shower.
No.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Week before the baby shower.
What?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Is this going to be an orgy? A baby shower orgy?
Oh, so you're ready, for something special.
Is that the first time you've ever said orgy on this show?
Orgy? I think so.
Probably the first time I've ever said orgy in my life.
Wow. She was a ridiculously frantic mother, and so she decided that all her... I guess maybe she have a lot of freaky friends.
Sure.
And so she asked them...
To abstain.
To come... If you guys come, please come to my kid's baby shower. I mean, baby birthday. First birthday.
Right.
And I want you guys to wean off the freaky
deacon. That's no problem.
Right.
So my question to the League of Riff Raff and the Shipping Containers and the lovely, talented Crystal. Would you go to said baby birthday by following the rules? And I started with you, Jasmine.
Where Spike is going to show up with the dreaded sperm buildup. Yeah.
What?
I don't know what having sex has to do with a baby shower, for number one.
Right?
Unless it's going to be sex later. Like, if you shoot porn, you don't have sex like the morning before.
Crystal, your voice
you gotta save
very
it for the
deep.
Camera. So if you're going to have... What's sex have to do with a baby shower? I'm confused. So, no, I wouldn't confirm, no.
So, all right, Crystal, would you go to the baby shower?
No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, this is your friend who's asking you, just give me a week.
Why are you trying to, like...
get all in your business?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is my friend trying to interfere in my sex life?
Exactly.
This is the reason, because you guys are just...
perverts.
What is it called? You guys are
out
slaves to the inkering. What?
That's what got her in the position she is in the first place.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, really. All right, voice of reason?
Three words. I love... Four words. I love baby showers.
That's five. I love baby showers.
No.
That's five.
Is the B? Oh, because you cut it like a bay, since he is a B man. Yeah. Since he has a B report.
I love baby showers. I would go under any circumstances. I would make any sacrifice to be able to go to a baby shower.
He thought you meant Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark?
I would go, and I wouldn't make any sacrifices, and I'll show you how. Crystal, invite me to your baby shower and tell me that I have to abstain from sex for a week.
First off, I'm not having kids, so...
But this is just an act out, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to my baby shower?
Do I have to abstain from sex?
No.
You messed up.
You're not sticking to the script.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Just that easy.
Just lie to him.
Lied right to my face.
Oh, well, did he saw what he just did?
Right to my face.
He looked right at you and said it with all the...
I'm going to the baby shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to miss a baby shower?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want some cake.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. And he wants
among other things.
Eat it.
Smart.
I would go. I would have sex every night before then, and then say, how do you know?
You can smell
That's
it.
That's my point. You can't
smell it.
You can smell it.
Not if you take
you
a shower.
You would just lie.
What?
You would just lie.
Well, I'm not talking about like an hour before. I'm talking like every night before. I've showered.
Yeah. Totally, and then just lie to her.
What, do you smell like Fritos?
Have you ever seen those cop shows where they pick up the gun?
No, we weren't ready.
Where they pick up the gun and they smell it and they go, it's been fired in 5 minutes. Yeah, that's how they would know.
Is that how she's going to greet you?
Yes, she's going to pick down? Up your
they're
gun.
They're below my belt.
Lift up your gun. Up your weapon.
Yeah. Oh, that's been fired. That's been fired a lot this week.
Wow.
Then I'm definitely going if that's how I'm greeted at the door. Of course. I'm not going to miss out on that.
I don't understand. I'm like a G-Man over here. I don't understand the premise.
Make way.
I don't either. But it was part of her requirements not to come to her baby shower if she wants you to abstain from it.
Wow, Crystal's weird. That was part of her requirements? Yeah.
No, that's not Crystal's request.
Crystal's not having a baby.
Oh.
Anyone attending this baby birthday birthday party.
Right. Wow.
Really.
Yeah.
Must not have had sex a month prior to it.
A month?
And oh, you said not a week.
Have, yeah, I said.
And, now it's a month?
And now have a sex now a week after.
You also said it was a baby shower, not a baby birthday party.
Okay.
Is the story accurate?
Here's the part that I asked you what your opinion was, right?
I guess so.
Here's the part that I don't understand is that 2 weeks later, the woman who had the baby shower was pregnant, which means she didn't follow the rules of her own.
Wait, she threw a shower before she got pregnant?
That's called a birthday party.
Yeah.
It was a second child.
Yeah, second child.
I thought she was a first-time mother. I thought that was a big setup.
No, apparently it was a birthday party, not a baby shower.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah. Are you having trouble following?
Yeah.
Everyone else was.
Because you made a big point of when you introduced this thing, she's a first time mother.
Yes.
Throwing a birthday.
Which means the baby was born.
Burned. Yeah.
You right? Have to shower before the baby gets born.
Yeah. So the baby got burned.
She's expecting her second child.
Hey, Lewis, we're talking about burning babies over
good
here.
Good God.
You're missing a burner.
So, Crystal,
you
really not going to this baby's birthday party now? You can't go 4 weeks.
No.
Jeez. All right, well, I'm okay with that. I just thought that was an odd request. Don't come to my baby's
birthday.
You
can't be like Clark and just lie about it?
Yeah, just lie.
Yeah.
No, she would never do
that. Yeah, speaking of which,
why?
Nobody came to the party.
Oh, shocking.
Everybody.
Nobody's smart enough to lie.
Everybody abstained.
What if you're a bad liar?
Yeah, it's not hard to be a good liar, though. It's easy.
You can't get out of poker like that. All right.
Totally.
So I guess we should go ahead and do a B report right about now.
Oh my God, a B report!
Yeah.
Well, into a burning ring of fire.
Hey kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B report, and now here is your host, Steve.
Oh man.
The ring of fire, ring of fire,
and burn the baby.
Really? Burn the baby. All right, Steve, bee report. What's happening with the bees?
Just this morning, I opened up the hive, and I looked inside, and there is honey.
Oh, nice.
Where is it?
Weather permitting, this time next week, I will come to the Spike on the Mic show
with jugs.
With a pint of
pure
honey.
You're going to go inside the beehive and pull up the thing and just let the honey drip into whatever they
No, I'm going to harvest it. I actually have a centrifugal extractor.
Yeah, like I know what that is.
Well, it's a crank. You crank it and it spins around. It spins the honey out of the frames. You have to uncap the honey first and then you spin it and you get honey out of it. But next week you will be able to taste
this. I'm bringing toast.
This is maybe the most...
Uncap it with like a razor, like a gear.
There's several different ways to do it. Some people use a heat gun. That's not very effective. No. Some people cut it off with a knife. Some people cut off the top layer of wax with a hot knife. Some people just use a little roller that's got a...
Like a cheese slicer.
Yeah, but it's got like spikes on it. No.
Huh?
Oh.
I gotta say, we've been doing the bee report for probably 2.5 years, and this is quite possibly the most excited I've ever seen you in your apiary discussions.
Whoa!
We're gonna get honey. We're getting honey.
Why'd you call him an ape?
Apiary.
Look at him. Look at the way he's acting.
Look at,
He's not tall. What are you doing?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
So tall people. Oh.
Hey, you got to have good.
So tall people. Okay.
You brought it up.
Racist.
Serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the Cariaric arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At any rate, there's going to be honey next week. Expect more.
I'm bringing toast.
Yeah. Bring. Well, maybe
you say you bring in toes.
Toast.
Oh.
Toast.
Because what was
dirty the shrimp? Yeah.
What was in the queen? What queen doing in the parlor?
She was counting out our money.
Oh, okay. What was the maid doing in the
Wait, hold on a second. Listen,
in the kitchen.
Boys, you got to set this up. Are these jokes?
She was eating toast and honey.
Yeah.
The reference to a nursery rhyme.
The queen was counting the money, though. Yeah.
The king was.
What are y'all talking about?
The queen was in the county.
Chris, you know what you're talking about?
No idea.
She wasn't born back then. So
oh.
He used to carry it in his
billfold. Did you just call her a youngin?
Younger than, well, everybody's younger than me. But.
Oh, she's a babe.
not a bad. It's not a bad thing.
Hold on a second. Get back to your sucking toes with honey.
Yeah. The queen was in the hive,
so
laying lots of eggs.
It's a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay. Say the whole nursery rhyme, please. Okay.
Yeah. Hickory dickory dock.
This chick was. Oh.
That's not it. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. All right. Does anybody know this damn nursery rhyme?
No.
The maid was in the
restroom,
backyard, hanging out the laundry.
All right.
Thanks for the B report. What's the reason? Thanks for the B report.
Yeah. I guess we should go ahead and close that out. That was awesome. Yeah. Awesome B report.
Well, the thing is, next week there's going to be honey. That's the report.
Yes. All right. Yay. Next week we'll have.
I'm bringing toast. Not
toast.
Toast.
All right. Well, that was the end of the B report. Did you you ended it?
Yeah.
Well.
And that completes our segment of nursery rhymes for people with head trauma on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Okay. You know what? Let's just keep what the people want. Everybody want to know what's Twindy.
They do?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and see if we can find out.
Okay.
What's
Twindy? Full Metal Jacket, great movie.
And now it's time for What's Twinding, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay! Welcome to What's Twinding.
Yay!
Let's just start at the top and work our way down.
All right.
Hashtag Ricky, it's a Spanish name, Renuccia, R-E-N-U-C-I-A. Ricky Renuccia, Renuccia. Why is that person twending?
He was in a detention camp at the border.
Who? Ricky, say that, who was who?
That's incorrect.
He was
Renuccia.
A member of Menudo, and he passed away.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say.
Oh. He was he just won the highlight championship.
No.
He was Jewish and he just got his bris.
Wow.
Nope.
Crystal, you have any idea what's the guy's name again?
Ricky Renuccia.
Yeah, he got Renuccia'd.
Crystal, you know who Ricky Renuccia is?
I do not.
You have a guess?
He's a guy.
Crystal is correct. He's a guy.
What gave it away?
When a chicken.
Yeah, really. What's going on with Ricky Minutia?
You know what? I don't know why that man's name is twinning, but it has something to do with the fact that the governor of Puerto Rico has been asked to resign.
Ooh. What's big in Puerto Rico?
Recent information has come to light. Text revelations came out just after the latest corruption scandal on the island.
Text messages.
Money laundering, theft.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of bad things.
Damn.
Racism.
Ricky?
Yeah. But I don't know who Ricky Renuccio is. The governor is a man named Rosello.
Right.
So I don't know if this is the journalist who broke the story or Ricardo Rosello is the governor.
Oh, okay.
I love Rosello. It's awesome.
Anyway.
Yes. Oh, Rosello.
So that was a dumb one.
All right. What's trending?
Trending number two is racist president.
Oh, we know that.
Everybody, guess why that's the case.
Oh.
Now, don't just say because he is.
No, because
he's the specific reason.
He suggested congresswomen to go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. Four Democratic congresswomen who are U.S. citizens were told to go back to where they came from.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not very cool.
Yeah, well.
That's going to happen.
Well, he meant the womb. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, am I supposed to go back to North Carolina? That's where I came.
I was going back to Lake City.
I don't know.
Well, outside of Lake City, you know, not actually Lake City.
Lake City, Extension.
Yeah, really. Call that White Springs.
There must be something else.
Not to do with white people.
I'd have to go to Kansas talking. City, Mo, and I don't know anybody there.
Ask. When you get there, you know, just talk to people.
Steve.
It's
you know
okay.
Me?
Crystal, where are you from?
Would you like to be my friend?
Where are you from?
California.
Oh, nice.
You know, that's a big state.
I thought that was impossible for someone California to migrate to Florida.
California, Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland, California.
There's no damn Cleveland in California. Expand, where are you from?
A small city called Stockton. It's like an hour north of
Stockton,
military
Stockton,
town.
Yeah.
They have a minor league baseball
team. TV show, The Big Valley, that's where they were from, Stockton, California.
The Stockton
Port. You left because of warrants?
Yes.
Same reason I love North Carolina.
One. All right. And Dr. Captain Clark?
Let's do one more. 2K ratings. What is 2K ratings and why is it trending?
2K ratings.
2,000 people decided they're going to get their rice implant on their hand.
I'm going to say Wimbledon.
No. No.
2K.
Voice?
There's a new pickup truck out there that rather small, but
you're the closest, but you're not really close.
All right, PWs.
Don't look at me.
Okay, let's go to the savant.
Actually, I wasn't listening, but I was finding out what Ricky Renuncia is. Ricky Martin actually is asking the Puerto Rican governor to resign because of corruption and everything else.
So and Ricky Martin was in Menudo, so I was
He was in Menudo. Good. Wow. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Yep.
He was also really big with the Puerto Rican rebuild after the hurricane. Mm-hmm. That's probably why.
Ricky Martin does some good work, man.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dr. Kevin Clark, you talking about somebody else?
The answer is... the NBA video game 2K20 is going to they're issuing the player ratings, which will tell you how the players perform in the game.
Yeah, I forgot.
And people are disputing over who should be rated.
Yeah, who should be rated higher? Yeah, I thought.
Oh, nerd alert!
This is like for if you watch the NFL draft and that's not nerdy enough for you, now this is going to replace that.
That's beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so that's why.
2K20 is 2020. It's coming out next year.
He has his thumb on the pulse, everyone.
That man, that don't nothing slip by him. Even with a flip phone, you figured that out.
Yeah, rather than saying 2020, they said 2K. They called the game 2K20.
Wow, that's something.
Wow. Crystal, you are among...
Yeah.
Marvelous greatness right there.
You're actually getting to sit next to a god.
You don't actually save a digit by doing that, but you supplant a number with a letter.
Because you're woke.
Yeah.
What?
Hold on a second. Before we disparage the voice of reason.
Wow.
Did you know what he was talking about?
No idea.
No.
Did you know what he was talking about?
Well, I know he's got sparage. Yeah.
Good job there, voice reason. You are awesome.
He's got sparage all over his shirt. Mm. Yeah.
Good job on the what's twinding.
Oh, thanks. I only knew about two of the three things that we're even talking about. So.
Wow. Is it over?
Okay. Yes, it is. It is over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. It was.
Oh, man.
Did we close it?
I guess we did.
Oh, you got bad fingers.
Yeah, okay, there we go. That was the closing
theme.
All
right, so listen. So what we do, you know, because time flies when we're having fun.
Right.
And Lord knows we're having fun.
Oh,
so we have to always, and I'm going to make it a...
I expect to look at the clock and see that it's 7:10.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the way I feel. Yeah. Did we go over and I forgot to stop?
No, what happened is I've learned from our experiences that we need to talk more about our guests.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find more.
We never talk about our guests.
We need to find out more about that. So, what
we have
gonna
a guest tonight?
Yeah, we have the lovely, the talented, the vivacious Crystal Not hymns and her. Wait a minute, I got
stems.
It my right.
Stems.
Chris?
Yes.
Toll.
Chris Stowe. So let's talk to Chris Stowe. We got.
She has some wicked stems.
We need to get some talking to our guest music.
Oh.
We have a talking to our guest music?
We probably do.
Okay, yeah. So Crystal.
Spike.
I like it when you say that. Crystal.
Spike.
Can we go in the shower?
Oh.
Ooh, fun car. Yeah, uh-huh. Wait. Why your brows are frog?
Can we go in the shower? That's the question you're going to answer.
Well, yeah. You know, it was raining.
Yeah, you know, nobody won't funky this.
Good grief.
Crystal, thank you for coming here and letting us stick a microphone in your mouth.
Creep Squad, when you get here, I'm the guy sitting at the end of the table.
How was your day today?
My day was good. It was long.
What is a day in Crystal like?
Normal day, I am up and out of the house by like 6:30 in the morning. In the morning?
Dude, you know it's still dark.
Very much so.
It's like, why? Okay,
not very. It's really beginning to get light at 6:30.
I mean, depends on if you're participating in daylight savings time.
You don't have time. I'm just looking out the window.
No. Yeah, really, whatever that is. So you get up in the morning.
I get up in the morning and I go to my day job and I'm there till.
Wait, hold on! You jumping ahead? You shower?
Yes. What is with your fascination in the shower?
Are you naked in the shower?
Right.
Hey, Creep Squad.
Are you alone in the shower?
Yeah, really.
Think I hear him coming.
Yeah, do you use one of them scrunchies? Oh, yeah.
Loofahs.
The loofahs.
You mean loofahs.
Spike's a never nude. He wears the cutoffs in the shower.
Do you have floaties, too?
Floaties in the shower.
Yeah.
All right, so you wake up, you wash all the stink spots, then you put on your clothes, and you're in the car, you go to your job.
Correct.
Hey, so.
Wait, she sprays on cologne because I smelt it.
I don't wear cologne, I wear perfume.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we're still trying to figure out a day in the life.
She puts on perfume.
In crystal.
Because I've smelt it.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's narrow it down to today's date. You woke up this morning knowing that you were going to be a guest.
Every time you say that, I start hearing blues music. I woke up this morning.
You knew you was going to be on the Spike on the Mic show, so you woke up with glee. And I may have inserted things like that. Right?
No,
she woke up figuring out how to cancel.
Yeah, like, oh, God, yeah, really. So you went to work.
I did.
Solve problems on, you know, whatever work is.
Yeah.
Correct.
Did you have to pass out any igloos today?
I did not have to pass out any igloos.
Oh.
I know.
So no one was saved.
I mean,
by your efforts.
Every day somebody is saved by my efforts.
Really?
Still a positive effort.
Yeah. But then, like tomorrow I'm going to do the same thing. And then go to my other job, which is at the dance studio. I'll be there till 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night, so I won't get home till.
I was saved by that second effort. Yeah.
Okay, so let's expound on your second.
And the new shoes you kept posting. What was that?
Shoes?
Oh, the new shoes.
Oh, those shoes are hot. Yeah. Those shoes are so hot.
The new shoes you posted on Instagram.
Explain. Yes.
A friend of mine started her own like heel glittering business, and you can make custom heels, and she like does it for you. And so they're like a cherry red to black fade ombre of just 8 inches of heel.
Of awesomeness.
If you go on her Instagram page.
Yeah, how can we find it?
You think I would know that?
Yeah, you think you would.
I think just Crystal Stems. Yeah, Crystal Stems.
Everyone should see those shoes.
With a K.
Crystal
with
Stems.
A K and an I. No Y.
But how you spell the last part?
Stems.
S-T-E. Just because you say it don't mean you know how to spell it.
S-T-E-M-S.
You're the only one on
that.
Like S-T-E-I-M-S.
No.
No.
Insert C-D-O.
There is no I in Stems.
No.
You got to love that lick.
There's a me.
Public education.
Education.
Look. There's a me, but no I.
Oh, my good gravy, good damn.
Look at this.
Right.
What am I supposed to be looking at? The feet or the thighs?
I think the thighs.
I would say the whole picture.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. So that's Crystal Stems, K-R-I-S-T-A-L. You got a voice message or something.
T-A-L.
It says, call me tonight.
S-T-E-M-S.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
You can see those glorious shoes and all of our pictures doing a pole dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you teach. You teach.
Jump. I do.
Jumping around.
Jumping around, hanging upside down by your pinky toe, all that fun
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man.
Whoa, your pinky toe.
Yeah, well, what do you got to hang by something?
All right, so today's activity, you went to the first job and you saved lives, and then you got in the ride and you came to this award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic show, right?
I did.
And she realized that she still had the igloo cooler with her. She had to go back.
I had to turn around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, we appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to expound on?
I don't know. I'm on the spot. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
No, we want to know more about you.
Yes. I wonder. Yes. Do you have a day job? Do you have an office that you work out in?
I have a desk. I don't really have an office per se. I don't have a door.
It's more like
a cubicle.
Those open. Yeah. Offices.
Do you have a refrigerator?
Yes, totally do.
Oh, nice.
You have a huge giant freezer full of hearts and livers and things like that.
Yeah. No, that's not what she means. She has something she keeps her lunch in.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
You can't just keep organs in refrigerators.
Yeah.
Come on.
You got to keep them separate.
You don't actually eat a liver when you're going for a sandwich.
No.
Unless there's onions in there, too.
No.
Paul, you and I probably need to get to know Crystal very well.
Oh, yes, we do, yes.
Why is that?
Actually, we're older fellers.
Yeah, we're probably beyond the age to be able to
receive. She might be able to help us with spare parts.
We can't. We're probably too old to either give or receive transplants.
You can have mine.
I don't see. That's the point.
You
wouldn't want mine either.
All right. Well,
so we don't. You guys should be sucking up to Crystal, not Paul and I.
Because
okay.
Because he's not going
love
to
tune
with me. No
love
what
to
I
try to get her in the shower. All right.
Whoa.
All right. So that was getting to know the guest. Awesome job. So let's go ahead and do.
Yay.
Tommy changing music.
Oh. I'm trying.
A little late in the show for another topic, but who cares?
We'll get it done.
Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, so are you guys big sports fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How about baseball?
Sure. Yeah.
Especially
That's the best.
This also bites off the
America's team.
The Montreal Rays.
No. It bites off the topic.
Oh, that was good.
The topic of technology. The Independent American League nowadays.
Independent American League.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a topic called The Moment in Sports on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Oh. The Moment of Sports in the Spike on the Mic Show.
Do I sound like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's called Sports Moment on the Spike on the Mic Show.
He's talking much slower
sports
now.
Sports Moment on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, how do you guys feel about this? With the invention of technology, they are now using AI.
The invention of technology?
Yes.
They're using...
Imagine, remember back in that time in the 1960s?
I'm
going to call it technology.
Yeah.
And with that, the invention of that.
I won't be on the show next week, guys.
Yeah. Well, they increased this thing called, Dr. Cam Clark, you might have an issue with this, Trackmaster, which...
Trackmaster
computer.
Oh, I hate it.
Which means is now they are using the computers and technology to call balls and strikes. The Independent American League is now entertaining. Matter of fact, they're using it in their league now. They're the first American professional baseball league.
It's about time.
To let the computers call balls and strikes.
It's about time.
Now, question to the League of Riff Raff and Shipping Containers. How do you guys feel about that? And I'll start out with you, Voice of Reason.
I think they should have a mechanical pitcher, a mechanical batter, and a real live human umpire.
Hey, let's just keep this moving.
If you're going to eliminate human beings, let's get a batter could be much better as a mechanical device. A pitcher could pitch much faster than a human ever could. Why not put get rid of those people and put something in there that will do a better job.
Dr. Captain Clark.
And you say that's the reason we're all here.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Captain Clark.
That's crazy.
I don't have a problem with any effort to try to get things correct.
Oh,
my biggest problem with all the instant replay and stuff in the NFL is they implemented all these systems and they still botch it up.
That's true.
So if they can do this and make the game better by getting things correct, I have no problem with it.
I dig that. Smuts?
I'm just still looking at the irony of the fact that the Voice of Reason started talking. The commercial for Dumbo came up on the TV.
All right, BWs.
You saying something about my ears?
Exactly, exactly. They look like you have cans on them right now.
he does.
You know what they say about big ears.
I was watching ESPN last night.
Right.
It was the Boston Red Sox against the Dodgers, and there was a play at home plate. And all of a sudden, they showed this thing with 52 cameras. And you could actually see the second that a guy's hand touched home plate and the guy's glove and ball were like 2 inches away.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was safe. It was pretty incredible.
And to come back to it, I think baseball needs to do something to get people to start watching again.
So your vote is good job?
Absolutely, yeah.
Gas?
Yeah. St. Paul's not a person.
I'm for it because sports, the referees is human, sports is human. Human error has always been part of sports. But if the computers can improve it, then I'm all for it. But they shouldn't take over the game completely. They should back up or change a play, but they shouldn't take over for human error.
All right, and our esteemed guest, Crystals?
I agree with Clark that it can't do any worse than the NFL refs. So, I mean,
yeah,
there's always room for growth.
It can only improve the game, right?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
So what I
new
got
New voice it, of reason.
What yeah. I got is everybody approve technology advancing
pretty
the,
much,
the game.
Yeah.
So why y'all won't get a rice in your hand?
I have a rice
I'm not
hand.
A professional athlete.
I have a hard enough time not shattering the screen on my phone.
They're also not implanting computers.
And what happens when it messes up? Like, I got to take my phone to the shop. I got to have another surgery if my rice messes up.
Yeah.
So a piece of spinach between my teeth.
Just to use your example in that sense. To use your example, let's say, and across between Clark's, let's say they could implant a chip into your hand that could make you make it correct. But then what happens if it gets hacked? Then everything's wrong.
But we not you don't live your life looking for the wrong stuff.
But the wrong stuff happens all the time, buddy.
Right.
Do you put a seatbelt on when you get in an airplane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Only because they make me.
Oh.
And if the plane goes down, I'm not putting my gas mask on
my
the little kid.
Did
you wear a seatbelt in the car?
And my last flight, I had the whole row to myself. I was all stretched out. Oh, it was awesome.
You guys are terrible. You guys are. Here's the word I want to use.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
You guys are, I don't know if this goes, hypocritical.
Au revoir. That's French for his mama speak.
Hypocrites. That's the word I was looking for. Hypocrites, because you guys don't think technology should improve your lives and detect cardiac.
But you're arguing that you're saying the fact that a chip's in your hand improves your lives. We're arguing it does not improve your life.
Right.
That's what we're saying. So we're not hypocrites in this sense.
It's a different argument when it comes to sports. It's like in backing up a sports call over to a sports call. Even having a chip in my hand.
A ball crossing a plate and with an inch of a little thing. So it's like Wimbledon. How many did we see yesterday that was a quarter inch on the line?
I didn't watch
that technology actually helped. But you're arguing on a wrist thing. Hey, maybe that doesn't help. Maybe that's a possible hurt.
I decided we're going to move on. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go around the room, and we got to ask, what stuck with you? To start out beginning, of course, we got to go this way. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, that it's okay for athletes to make mistakes, but umpires can never do that. That's unacceptable.
Wow, that was deep. That was deep. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Bill Fold.
That's not an old-fashioned word. That's
that's kind of old, like pocketbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, the fact that you still want to put chips in people.
Yes, I do. I think that's important. Listen, I'm not going to poo-poo on technology. You remember how the Wright brothers decided we're going to make an airplane, and people were saying, I'm not getting up in that thing because it's going to crash. But au revoir, they got in the plane. All right. PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
Crystal has some beautiful stems.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gas man, what's stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me that we should not get chips implanted in our skin. Should not do it.
Suckers. Crystal, thank you for coming out here in the rain. You stopped the water. You stopped the rain. Thank you for being on the Spike on the Mic show. What stuck with you tonight?
You seem to think that I smell because you keep trying to get me in the shower.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Ladies and gentlemen,
walk off.
This is the Spike on the Mic show. And what stuck with me tonight is that I work with a bunch of Crips. Hips or Crips. That's okay. Technology is not going to stop. We're going to move on. And I'm Spike on the Mic. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating and playing. Hope you guys enjoyed this award-deserving show. And we out.